Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's about that time, baby.
Let's do it, buddy.
The record has shifted. We have a new star leader after last week. He is sitting on hold in a dark, smelly hole owned by Ben. But the rest of us will try to catch him.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whining. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the chaos, because this game turns everyone into the worst person of all time, and get a good look at our championship belt behind Kimmy's big old head, could log on to the live stream, Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, as Kimmy gives her best Vanna White impression of the belt. Here's how this works. If you're new, Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps. She gets sent these posts by you listeners. We very much appreciate it. She removes street names and town references to make it not super obvious. That being said, there are enough clues left in there, Tommy. Yeah. Where if you listen, you will be able to figure out where they whine it. And when a phone line opens up, 252-WCMF, you give us a call, you try and win that belt, get your name on the star chart, and become a legend. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
No, you're not. You're already bored. Shut up.
No, I'm not bored. I love you. I really enjoy your program.
Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
I just want to point out that I had to remove a lot from this post because this woman rambles for quite some time and gives very specific details.
I'm very excited.
So here's the shortened version. You know, the mailman could really be a little more gentle with our mail. I think we got a new guy. The man before used to be a little older and this person looks younger. Maybe the other gentleman retired because I haven't seen him in a while. I didn't realize I'd miss him so much because this new guy is terrible at his job.
Rough.
He's in such a rush lately. My mail is being violently shoved into my mailbox, and my coupon flyers are getting crinkled and torn up due to his negligence. He clearly does not care about his job or the neighborhood he serves. I tried to wave him down once just to say hello, but he had his headphones in and didn't acknowledge me. It was rude. It's definitely a generational thing because he's not the only problem. All delivery drivers are terrible, especially all the millennial ones. I've noticed these kids being incredibly careless with the way they drop off our packages.
Can we time out? I just want to point out, millennial kids.
They're not kids.
Yeah, the youngest millennial is like 30 now, but go on. I'm sorry.
They're tossed around and dropped on the ground. One particular driver didn't even bother to walk it up our porch steps or leave it at the door. She simply left it next to one of our planters and walked away. I wish there was a complaint service for this. I'd love to contact him and ask him to slow down so our mail stops being destroyed. I will gladly voice all of our concerns to the USPS.
Watch out.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to the top.
She's going to the general.
Postmaster General?
That's right.
You know where his office is.
Downtown.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Tommy, what do you hear?
Well, this is an old bag. She's a crotchety old bag. So, question is, where are they bagging? Did you hear there was a key there?
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you think the key was.
Porch and planters. Walk up my porch, throw it near my planters. Now, where is a porch and planter?
Every town has neighborhoods
with porches.
Yes, they do.
She got a porch, no planter.
How do you know?
She's got planters.
You drive by my house, you creep. Yeah.
You don't do nothing with your house.
I plant stuff.
Oh, you don't plant nothing.
She out all night. She don't take care of her
No,
kids.
She does not. No.
Dope chopping, weed
I've never seen her children. Not even a picture.
Where are they whining?
Oh, I know where they are whining. In the fairest of ports.
Nope.
Fairport.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope. Whatever I say. Nope.
Nope.
There is one
very important.
I'm right. I see it in her face.
There is one.
I'm looking at you. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, that look
That's
of disgust.
How I look at you every day.
That look of disgust is standard in that direction.
All right.
Look, there's one clue that you missed.
No, and it was I just
huge,
nailed it.
It was a huge clue.
Oh, which is a huge clue, mister. I haven't had a star in a while.
I did have a star. No, I've had a star. It was wrongfully taken from me. No, you haven't. Coupons. She says that when the stuff
that's
put in her mailbox.
So you don't think rich people coupon?
No, they don't. Not
in Fairport.
Not in Fairport.
Not in Fairport.
No! Really? You cooping?
No, I'm not doing
it. No, you're not doing a cooping. No, 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 no.
My wife cooping, and she rich.
They don't Fairport cooping. They don't. This is a place, I agree with
you're
you.
You're going to go busted porch.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
That I agree with you. East side. But it is not as high-end as it is Fairport. Now, if you want to use your porch and planter theory, it actually works out perfectly.
I already know where you're going.
Where am I going? Tell me.
I know where you're going.
No, tell me. Go ahead. You don't know where I'm going.
No, I don't want to get...
Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, if I say where I think he's going, do I get in trouble?
If you say where you think he's going to pick, we're walking a fine line here. I'm going to say don't say it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because he doesn't know. You don't know. Don't say it. He's a bitch.
We don't need the uproar.
You don't know. All right. So I'll tell you where.
It's a town that goes...
Shut up. Don't say it.
Well, I'll tell
you.
No,
I'm not going to say the town.
I'll tell you where they're winding.
You're going to give enough details.
He can disqualify himself because I'm about to win it right here. It doesn't matter.
What does it matter? Go ahead.
They died about it. Yeah. They winded in East Rochester.
I knew it.
Hey. Okay. He said he knew it. That's two towns.
Okay, but he didn't.
I knew it.
Kimmy?
But you didn't.
Kimmy?
Did you want to?
I have been disqualified for less in the last 2 weeks. Get his ass out of here.
Hold on. Speak first.
Here's the thing. I told you not. This is based on principle. I told you don't say it.
Gone.
And you said
gone,
I did not
gone,
say it.
Gone.
But you did. I go,
bye-bye.
Don't give any hints.
Bye-bye.
Don't say it.
Our boss is here today. I'm going to go upstairs.
Just to be safe.
I will talk to
bring
our boss.
Just to be safe, I said, don't say it.
And
then you go, that's it. So I got to give you the buzzer.
Two buzzers. Bye-bye.
You ignored the warning. You straight up ignored the warning.
You dumb and you ugly.
You couldn't just.
And your butt
you
was blasted out yesterday. Oh, you so dumb.
You couldn't just shut up, could you?
Bye-bye.
So Fairport's back on the board, everybody.
What a rip.
They won in East
Rochester. But now you're allowed to say whatever you want, so go for it.
When did that ever stop them before? Delay doesn't even stop them. Yeah, drink your water like a bitch. Your bitch water. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only, and you just heard that rule violated. You get one town and one town only. If you are on hold at 252-WCMF and you hear someone say the town before you get on the air, you have two options. Hang up the phone, call again next week. We won't hold it against you. Mm. It's okay. Or pick another town. If you call us up and say, I was going to say, but then I went, or be like, that's a town, you've been disqualified, and the commissioner, as you heard, has all final say. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Tommy, you ready?
All right. No, I don't care.
I don't care. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they winning?
See, Duffy, I'm going to go the opposite direction of you. I think this is west side, and I'm going to go Irondequoit.
Why? Ooh, the Quake.
Wait a minute. Irondequoit is east side.
Yeah,
you're taking the Quake.
Technically.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not in the middle. It's not an east side.
It is. The river is what separates.
I think it splits the river.
I think it's always been considered east side.
Wait a minute. You've lived here for 35 years, and you thought Irondequoit split the Genesee River.
It's more
river.
Like north of the city. I wouldn't call that east
yes,
or west side.
Yes, northeast.
And it's a very old town.
It's
working class.
Yeah.
According to you, no working class people live
there.
That's
not true. West Irondequoit.
They just take their money.
West Irondequoit is not, I wouldn't call that working class. That's a high-end town. All right, so we're going to Irondequoit. Why are you going to Irondequoit?
The one thing you mentioned that sticks out, coupons.
Do you think they use coupons in Irondequoit?
I know they do.
Oh, he knows.
Coupons in the coit.
He's seen it.
Cons in the coit.
Coupons in the coit. All right.
She already did it. It was better. Well, Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get another nerdy voice on here. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because Pittsford is an older neighborhood. Obviously, this is going to be a lot of older people. There's a couple colleges nearby.
A lot of porches, bro.
New mail delivery people are probably going to working here outside of class.
There aren't a lot of porches in Pittsburgh.
Yes, there is.
Porch to home ratio is lower in Pittsburgh than any other town.
How the hell would you know? You don't go through them towns, man. You don't know
no
porch.
Arguing about porches with a guy who lives there. Duffy, there's a major problem with your pick.
Well, please completely go on. Wrong. Please tell them.
Nail him, Cody.
Because almost everybody in your pick doesn't have a mailbox by the road.
Oh, but that's just it. Who said by the road? Ooh. She also talked about porches and planters, my friend.
Yeah, she did. But if the packages are being dropped off by the planters by the road, the mailbox is probably also out there.
She said
where
that
the mail delivery person is
they're cramming her box
in their van. Cramming the boxes.
Yeah, her box
cramming
is
cramming your mom's box every day.
It doesn't even make sense on the joke.
Your mom had a full box of cram.
See how that's how you do it, Cody. I'll murder your family, Tommy. Cody, thanks for the call. Have a good
He's
rest of the day.
He's all crammed up.
252 WCMF.
Can't cross your legs.
252-9263.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Gates.
Why Gates?
Because that just seems like Coupon Town. Didn't you guys used to do that all the time when you were younger?
Busted.
Coupons? Well, coupons were more popular when I was a kid. Like, coupons are, I feel like they're a dying thing. Because, like, even if I want a discount, a lot of that comes in, like, emails. It's digital now. Right, Kimmy? Like, you can get, like, scannable things on your phone that you bring to the store and boop. Like, paper coupons.
They come in the mail, though, still.
Yeah,
you
I get still
them.
Get all that
no,
stuff
No, I know
all
they
the
still come. I didn't think anyone still used
but
paper
coupons. But they
all farts,
though.
Not, no.
Okay.
Every old twat's got to be clipping them things.
Every old twat's got to be clipping them things. Ladies and gentlemen, he needs attention because he got disqualified. Tommy
Mueller.
With your
crammed up box.
All right, Chris, we got you for the first West Side Town on the board. Thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy managed to disqualify himself before the second pick was made. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Webster, where life is worth cramming coupons.
Why Webster?
It's my whimsy. I don't know.
Okay. He's quite whimsical.
All right.
All right, great. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Whimsical Webster. That's it. Whimsical Webster.
You're very prophetic.
I got it. Barbara, thanks for the call. That's a legitimate word that human beings know.
I think you made that up.
Prophetic? Yeah. To be a prophet, to predict the
future.
They
called him prophet. I didn't know it was prophetic.
Prophetic. How did you not know that was? I'm not smart, and I knew that was a word.
Well, I'm not smart, but I know more than you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how dumb you are,
idiot. I'm a prophetic.
252-WCMM. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
Good morning. They are whining in Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Just getting Spencerport vibes. I made the same pick last week. It's just, you know.
Spencerport, is that a thing?
The east side of the west side. You see a lot of mailmen walking around. A lot of planners.
Got a lot of mailmen over there in Spencerport.
Walking around, looking around.
Oh, they're looking around.
Sliding around.
Did you just say you see a lot of mailmen in Spencerport?
No, I said planters on porches.
Okay, all right.
You know,
he also gets like, a Spencer Port vibe, but I didn't think that was a thing.
What's a Spencer Port vibe?
There ain't one.
Well, you know, like I see mailmen walking around, you know, then it's one of those communities where the mailmen walk up the sidewalks and actually deliver the mail instead of just driving in their truck. But
lazy ass
in the
truck driving mailmen, douchebags. So.
Riding around, cramming boxes.
Steve, you nailed it, buddy. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's get one more in here before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
I believe they are whining in Brighton.
Why are they whining in Brighton?
They are whining in Brighton because there's lots of old crotchety people that live there. Plenty of porches, plenty of planters.
Today at 9:24, Woody called the break room and chose Brighton.
Yes, he did. And then he started using his JFK voice, which I think is by far much better than Tommy's.
I'm going to disagree with you there, Woody. That was terrible.
It's tough to come across over the phone. I think.
Are we going
to
do Dueling Kennedys? Show them how it's done.
I'm saying right now, I want you to hang up that phone and try harder next time.
Well,
talk to your wife.
Sean Connery next time, then.
Oh, my
maybe.
God. Okay, done. Bye, Woody. Bye.
Go take care of your wife, or I will. Or my brother. Or my weird nephew.
Okay, now you're going too far. Everything sucks.
Stop.
He should never be disqualified ever again. It's like a toddler. 252-WCMF. All right, Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please? Thank you.
All right. You know, the mailman could really be a little more gentle with our mail. I think we got a new guy. The man before used to be a little older, and this person looks younger. Maybe the other gentleman retired because I haven't seen him in a while. I didn't realize I'd miss him so much because this new guy is terrible at his job. He's in such a rush lately. My mail's being violently shoved into the mailbox, and my coupon flyers are getting crinkled and torn up due to his negligence. He clearly does not care about his job or the neighborhood he serves. I tried to wave him down once just to say hello, but he had his headphones in and didn't acknowledge me. It was rude. It's definitely a generational thing because he's not the only problem. All delivery drivers are terrible, especially all the millennial ones. I've noticed those kids being incredibly careless with the way they drop off our packages. They're tossed around and dropped on the ground.
riding around, looking around.
One particular driver didn't even bother to walk it up our porch steps to leave it at the door. She just left it next to one of our planners and walked away. I wish there was a complaint service for this. I'd love to contact him and ask him to slow down so our mail stops being destroyed. I will gladly voice all of our concerns to the USPS.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy kicked it off with Fairport. He then proceeded to disqualify himself immediately. Fairport is on the board. I am East Rochester. Marty is at Irondequoit. Cody is in Pittsford on account of the porch to planter ratio.
Yes.
Chris is out in Gates. Barber is out in Webster. Whimsical Webster. Steve is at Spencerport because when he's out in Spencerport, he sees a lot of mailmen.
It's a vibe.
Woody is in Brighton. He also has terrible, awful impressions when he calls the show. 252-WCMF. We've had nothing but guys so far. Mm. We should get a beautiful woman in here. Unfortunately, all we have is Christine. Oh, she's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
Pat, you and I have more in common than you really know.
You have a beard, too?
Well, I'll tell you at the end how we got a lot in common. But I am going to say, to play the game, I'm going to say chai lai.
Why chai lai?
Because you have a lot of people that seem to complain everything bad happens in chai lai, and their male people really do suck.
Okay. They're the same people.
Yes.
It's all they don't hype. All right, what do we have in common, Christine?
There are two things we have in common. Okay. You and I are both very Irish, so yay for us.
Yes, yay.
And your balls.
The most important thing we have in common is you and I have disqualified you not once but twice.
Tommy Mueller.
See ya.
Bye. Bye, Christine. There goes Christine.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, you were on her side a couple weeks ago.
I don't like her anymore.
Oh, no, Christine.
He's all Mr. Jokey Joke. Tell us about him.
On account of the beer and the balls. 252-WCMF. All right, let's rip through some folks here. Let's talk to Big Steve. Big Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Tommy, you the man.
Are you the man, too, buddy?
Hamlin.
Hamlin. Why Hamlin? God, you suck, Steve, so hard. Why Hamlin?
Good pick, buddy.
Just because I want to hear you whine about it, brother.
It's not a real town. It doesn't exist.
Oh, come on. You got to come out that way.
All right. Do you live in Hamlin, Steve?
No, I live in Brockport.
Yeah, you don't live in Hamlin?
Close.
Because nobody lives in Hamlin because it doesn't exist. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's inject some flavor into this.
Ooh.
How about we talk to Antonio? He's on CMF. Antonio, where are they whining?
Hilton.
Not what I was hoping for. Antonio, why Hilton?
No flavor.
Yeah, can we get a little flavor from Antonio?
What I got old is a little bit of busted. Not a lot of busted. A little busted for the coupon.
Okay.
A little old for the bitching.
Okay. All right, Antonio.
And also, I was going to say, but now I got to say,
Okay, all right, I understand, Antonio. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I get excited when I see a Latino name or two, because we do need a little more salsa in our life.
Yeah.
Right, in this room.
Oh, sure.
It's like the three whitest people of all time.
And so is this dude.
Well, it sounds like it, and that's why I was disappointed.
He dropped a Tony ball.
252-WCMF. All right, let's rip through some. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining?
Greece.
Why Greece?
Because they have mailboxes. They have the planners, like they mentioned in the story, and they use a lot of coupons.
All right.
That's not a bad pick.
It's
a good pick.
That's every town, you idiot. Not you, Chris, but yes, also you're an idiot.
No, but like I think, because you always say like Greece is a very mixed community. You got busted to rich.
Well, yeah, it's so big. You got
right. So it's a good pick.
I disagree with that strongly. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, where are they whining, bud?
I'm going to pick Fairport.
Ah, that's how much your pick sucks. It took like 20 picks to get back to your disqualified.
He's going to hit. You're going to hit it on my pick, bro.
Mike, why Fairport?
Because he's smart.
Because my pick was taken, and this was my second.
This is all he had.
Was it close to Fairport, your other pick?
I don't know. It may or may not have been. this sounds like my neighbors, but I'm not going to tell you where I live.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Are you an East Sider or a West Sider?
East Side.
Okay, East Side. So it's close to Fairport then. So you're in Pittsford.
I'm not going to say.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Not getting Mike today.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Redneck. Redneck, where are they whining?
Rush. How about that?
Okay, what were you going to say? Because Rush is the worst pick of all time.
Yes, I know it's worst. Kimmy gave it away when she DQ'd Tommy, and then the last caller took my pick.
Nah, wrong one. You've been disqualified. Well, you can't say the last caller took my pick. That identifies the pick, redneck.
Well, whatever.
I feel bad, bro. That's how they do it.
I think he's tossing his guess out the window.
Redneck, thanks for the call. By the way, you disqualified a pick that nobody else wanted.
I don't care.
All 37 people out there. It could be one of them. All right. We have run through. We got a lot of picks today.
Oh, yeah.
But we have one man waiting. He is currently the star leader.
Yeah.
The inaugural winner of the 96.5 WCMF Where They Whine In World Championship belt, and a man who speaks his truth. And I still respect him for that.
Oh.
Armand from Ben's Dark Smelly Hole. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
I felt like I should have did a Ben impression because of the pick I want to go with.
Okay.
So today, I think the pick is you paying attention with everything. I think I'm going to go with Canandaigua.
Is that your Ben impression?
That is Armand doing Tommy doing Ben.
That's pretty good.
I don't hate it.
Sounds like a Ben pick, too.
Why Canandaigua?
Because you guys left it on the board.
Hey, Armand, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is that your white person impression with just like a little bit of tongue involved? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, I can put it on from time to time. Hey guys, how's it going here?
I'm on thanks for the call,
so
buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Should that be a new rule? Like if you're gonna pick from the Ben hole, you have to do it in your best Ben impression.
I mean, it does help.
I love it. That is now a new rule of Where They Whine, and the commissioner has decided. Okay, we're loaded up here.
Yeah, we got.
Tommy picked Fairport, immediately disqualified himself. I am in East Rochester. Marty is in Irondequoit. Cody is out in Pittsford. Chris is in Gatesville. Coupons, Westside, Boston. Barbara is in Whimsical Webster. Steve is out in Spencerport because it gave him a Spencerport vibe, Tommy.
Yeah.
Woody is in Brighton. Christine is in Chi-Lai because all the mailmen out there suck, according to her. Big Steve is out in Hamlin. Doesn't exist. Antonio came in with Hilton. Chris is in the town of Greece. Mike is in Fairport, but he didn't want Fairport.
Yeah.
Was very careful about not disqualifying himself. Redneck then came in, yelled Rush, and immediately disqualified himself after that. Armand, last week's champion from the Ben hole, while doing a Ben impression, picked Canandaigua. Are we ready?
I am ready.
Doesn't matter because you've been disqualified. Let's go.
Yeah.
Rockport! Greece!
Sit down, Lord.
Where they whining!
So I was accused of giving it away, but I didn't because nobody got
damn!
It.
Oh, my God.
Because this was a city pick this week.
Oh!
City porch.
Porches and planners. Planners and porches. Yeah.
In the Winton neighborhood.
Oh, your hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, my neck of the woods.
Yeah, a lot of old porches.
Yep.
A lot of old women.
I was surprised we didn't get at least one city guess.
Wait, there's not a ton of widowed old women.
There's a ton of widowed old women in the Winton area. North Winton, yeah.
What are you talking about? I lived there. I never saw one widowed old
woman. I know people that...
Older neighborhoods.
Widowed old women.
Oh, yeah.
Just women walking in black down the street. Oh, my husband, I love him so much.
No, but they croaked. They kept the house.
I understand how widow
the
works.
The kids don't visit.
Okay. Don't take care of your kids.
No, they don't. They don't take care of the goddamn porch.
All right. Congratulations to nobody. That's what we get for thinking inside the box there. Got to think outside the box.
Man, so it was the widow.
So the belt stays free.
Yep.
We try again next week.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh,
what's the matter?
I mean, this—it's poor woman, but at the same time, like, I don't want to say she deserves it, but how are you this dumb?
Maybe she didn't know.
Look, you're
maybe she ignorant.
Oh no! Lonely, fine. Desperate to talk to someone, understand?
Maybe she's ignorant. To the ways of the world.
If you are this ignorant, you're hanging out in the break
room. Well, we know ignorant. Yeah, we is ignorant.
Not as ignorant as this lady.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, I mean, look, we've talked about dozens and dozens of old people being scammed by folks pretending to be online fake folks.
Sure.
For example, we told you a story a couple months ago about a Florida man who was arrested for impersonating Elon Musk and scamming people out of money. He managed to bilk one elderly woman out of approximately $600,000, which is funny because he's the richest man in the world.
That's how you get rich, buddy.
There was an elderly man who we talked about who gave up money to someone he believed was WWE star Alexa Bliss.
She one of them hot chicks?
Yeah, I would assume she's a hot wrestler. Yeah. In 2024, last year, the FBI put out a report saying individuals that, scams that targeted individuals 60 and older, just 60 and older, netted $3.4 billion in 2023.
Good biz.
The average victim in these scams, over 60, just over 60, gave up $33,915.
Bam.
And here's the thing. You understand that these people are, as you said, ignorant to technology.
Yeah.
You understand that these people are lonely and just desperately want someone to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
With all that being said, we're going to tell you the most ridiculous of all the stories right now. Because there is a woman who is 80 years old who just fell victim to one of these scams.
Poor thing.
She connected online with a person claiming to be an astronaut.
Okay. Just any astronaut. Like, not a specific astronaut?
No,
Neil Armstrong's going to come over my house and take care of my business.
Yeah, I guess my question is this like, were they posing as like another person?
It would have to be somebody from her generation that she
No, did. I don't believe so.
No?
Base Tranquility Bay, baby.
It's just somebody who just said, yep, this is me and I'm an astronaut.
They were posing as a current astronaut.
Oh. Okay.
A current astronaut.
Okay.
I never heard of you.
So they struck up a friendship. And I guess that became romantic.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's where it gets ridiculous.
Oh, man, what guy wants your old coach?
Oh, it gets better. The astronaut was sent into space.
Space, coachy!
That's not how it goes.
No,
she
didn't go to space.
Coachy in space!
All right, Kimmy, I'm going to talk to you now.
Okay.
The astronaut was sent to space.
All right.
And while in space, encountered a problem.
Oh, no.
He needed $6,800. To buy oxygen.
He's coming up short.
Space crypto. Crypto in space.
Quote the story.
Oh, to need for they had to pay for their own oxygen?
Can you believe that?
They're just going to let them die if they
don't. Is that what happened to Apollo 12?
It's really bad. That's
Tom Hanks didn't have the money?
All the money's going to SpaceX. NASA doesn't have any money for oxygen. This woman, quote, in a spaceship right now, under attack and in need of oxygen. This woman who believed the under attack. The woman who believed the quote astronaut was going to die.
So he's also in Star Wars at the same time.
She sent him $6,800.
I got to remember though, there was that famous, you know, the recording of Neil Armstrong asking Buzz to have a couple of quarters for the oxygen.
How did they go?
One small step for man.
Buzz, I need a quarter. What's crypto?
Did he also ask for it in gift cards?
He did not have one, though.
Gift cards. I don't know what that is yet. Call Nixon.
What did that sound like when Nixon found out about the eventual gift cards?
Hello, Neil. I'm sitting here with Pat right now. We don't have any money for you due to budget cuts. You're just going to have to die in space.
Well, you know, it is remarkable. There are some American icons who can see the future even before anyone else can imagine it. Because I remember when Kennedy gave that speech about when gift cards were eventually coming.
I say, in the future, don't ask what your country could do for you. Ask what gift cards you could give to an astronaut to save them in space.
She paid.
To return them back safely.
She paid a scammer $6,800 because he said he was going to die because he was stuck in space and out of oxygen.
She also kind of thought she was going to get laid from this dude.
How are you going to get laid from a guy in space?
Well, when he gets back. You know, and they land, they splash land. Yeah. She was going to be on the aircraft carrier standing there with the president when they come out of, you know, when they come out.
Do you feel bad for this woman?
Yeah. I mean, she's an old bag.
Can you feel bad?
Bro, I am an aging American. I get it.
But couldn't you just, like, because you obviously know how to use the internet. This is how you connected in the first place. Couldn't you just Google that person needing oxygen?
But she's also being told what she wants to hear.
I understand.
And as soon as you do that and you're old.
You just want to believe.
We all buy into some stupid thing. We're all gullible about something.
All right,
this does seem a little extreme, though.
I mean, look, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this woman ripped off. Obviously,
but we're all going to get there, man.
No, we're not going to. We're not all going to get to a point at 80. If you make it that long, God bless you.
Mm.
Where you think
we
you
think
need
astronauts need to buy their own oxygen.
How would he get
because
the money?
Because of the cutbacks. You know, the government's cutting back.
Going to space isn't like a new thing. You know, she's been
it's
around.
Expensive.
She's seen like people go to the moon.
True.
Question.
Yes, doofus in the back.
Thank you. This woman who got scammed online thinking she was talking to an astronaut in space who needed $6,800 from her to buy oxygen. When she sent him the money, how were they going to get him the oxygen?
Yeah.
Is it like a premium service? Like a vibrating bed at a motel where like
maybe it gets delivered.
Oh yeah, Bezos brings it up in one of his rockets.
Okay, wouldn't that cost more than $6,800 to rocket up oxygen? Rocket into space oxygen? Or is like the oxygen already on the ship, you just have to like pay for it to get it loose?
Well, can you Venmo somebody in space?
Yeah, I mean apparently, I don't see why not.
If he could contact her from space.
If they have Wi-Fi, which they do,
yeah,
you could connect with somebody, I guess in theory.
So maybe she Venmoed him.
Okay, but again, it's not how she got him the money, you idiot.
I know.
How would you get the oxygen? Why?
Well, then you Venmo the oxygen guy, and he runs it up with Bezos.
Okay.
And he opens up the window and throws it to you. Then he needs oxygen and dies.
I just wonder.
It's a flawed concept.
I wonder if this is, do you become more gullible as you get older?
Yes.
Or are you just always that person that could have been scammed at any point in their life?
I don't know. I like to think Tommy's a pretty sharp guy, yet he believed at one point that owner of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres, Terry Pegula, had legitimately followed him on Facebook.
Yeah, he's dropped off the planet, man.
Isn't that weird? Well, he's been very busy. He's running two
franchises. Well, that was his old Facebook, the one that got hacked.
Yes.
252-WCMF. An elderly woman, 80 years old, has been ripped off to the tune of $6,800 after she befriended a man who claimed to be an astronaut. He was then sent up into space, and while in space, according to this astronaut, writing to this 80-year-old woman, he faced an emergency. He was going to die. He ran out of oxygen, and the only way to get more oxygen was to buy it for $6,800, which he asked her for, which she gave him. She gave him money to buy oxygen.
She gave him life.
By the way, the suspect has not been caught.
Of course not, man.
Still at
They're
large.
Gone.
Well, they may have suffocated due to lack of
yes,
oxygen.
Yes, they do.